morning. I had a hard time getting a message this week, like I told you already. Trying to think of some initials. I wanted to stay with initials with our little series. And I had some other ones. But this one hit me as I was laying there one night this week. Is. I-S. That's who Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is. Okay? Jesus Christ just what? Is. All right? And I can make it through anything in my life because Jesus Christ, guess what? Is. All right? So me and the devil, we were having a little round. So I'm laying in bed. Okay? That's what this series has really all been about fighting Satan, fighting the devil, still standing, not giving up, not quitting, regardless of what comes against you. And that's what I got laying there. Now, I'm just saying it's got a little title, that's all. But that's the truth, though, isn't it? Jesus Christ what? Is. And so I let that thought work a little bit. And so here's the message today. Jesus Christ, guess what? Is. Let's go to the message, Roger. I'm still standing, and boy, your fingers have got to work today. Now, I'm telling you. Okay, go ahead. Here we go. Listen, I'm still standing because, say it with me, He is. Are y'all going to wake up and help me this morning or what? Y'all have got to get, come on, here we go. So the title of today's message is simply what? This is one that's going to be every one of them on Monday or on our website. Click the PowerPoints. You can pull down everything that Roger does. You can do this with your finger. Pop, 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 pop. Every one of these screens will come up right at your home or wherever you're at, and you can see this. This is one I would really not just recommend, you need to do it. You need to know who your Savior is. Are y'all listening? Say, you need to know who your Savior is. Some people come up and say, well, yeah, I know. He's just a good man. He's a teacher. You know, you need to know who your Savior is. Amen? When hell comes against you especially, you're going to be glad that you really took the time and found out who your Jesus is. Amen? So let's talk about this morning. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to just bombard you here. Philippians 4:13 says, say it with me, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. So what's the point of that verse right there? Here's the point right here. I can do all things through who? I can do all things through Jesus Christ. And that's what this series has been about. Not quitting, not giving up, not caving. You know, not running away from your relationship with the Lord or from your time in the Word of God. When someone has, either you've fallen into a pit, maybe you jumped into the pit, maybe someone shoved you into the pit, like we talked about last week. But the point is, you're not going to quit. Got it? Yes or no? Not going to quit. I'm going to still stand for Jesus Christ. I can do this. So that's what we're talking about. So I can do all things. What's all things mean? Somebody guess. All things. I can do all things through Christ, through Jesus Christ. Why can I do all things? Here's why I think. Because Jesus Christ is. I can do all things. How do you know you can do all things? Because Jesus Christ is. Got a problem with that? Say. That's how I can do all things. So let's find out a little bit about this. Because Jesus Christ is, say it with me, I what? And because Jesus Christ is, I what? That's it, baby. Right there. I'm still standing. Why? Because you're a good guy? Because you got all this? No. I stand still because Jesus Christ is. Are y'all setting up and ready to go? Here we go. Yeah, y'all, a couple of you, three of you. Come on. Here we go. Who is Jesus? Who is He? Well, we're going to go alphabetically. Here He is. Is. Jesus Christ is the advocate with the Father. You'll see all the scriptures. I'm not going to read them all. I'm not going to read all the scriptures. But you can go online. You can get every scripture in case you're thinking, I'm making up stuff Jesus is. No, I ain't making up stuff Jesus is. Jesus just is this, what I put on the screen. Okay? He's my advocate. What does that mean? That means He's the person that is my go-between between me and God the Father. He's my attorney. He's my lawyer. He's the one who speaks on my behalf. You telling me I can't make it? I can make it. Are you hearing me say? He's my advocate. Keep going, Roger. Get your fingers going. He's the Almighty. That's who He is. But, you know, I got a problem. Yeah, I got them. But He's the Almighty God. I can make this. He's the Amen and the faithful witness. That's what He is. Amen means so be it. Faithful, you know what that means, don't you? He's the faithful and true witness. Other people might say slop and junk, but I'm telling you what, He's faithful. He's my friend. He'll stick by me. He won't ever leave me or forsake me. Is that what the Bible says? Somebody tell me. That's what the Bible says. He's the angel of the Lord. This is who Jesus is. Maybe some of y'all didn't know He is all this. In the Old Testament, an angel of the Lord would come and fight at different times for different people in the Old Testament. You know who that was doing that fight? Somebody take a wild guess. Jesus is the angel of the Lord. You got a fight you're going through? He can fight for you. That's who He is. I can make it. I can still stand. Why? Because He is. Am I driving you crazy yet? You're just in the A's, people. He's the anointed one, the Holy One of God. God's anointed. That is my Savior, Jesus Christ. He's the apostle and the high priest. I mean, I know there was the 12 apostles. I got all that, but let me tell you something. I got the apostle. Pop that back up, Roger, that scripture. The apostle. Look at that. He's the apostle and high priest of our profession. His name is, somebody tell me, Christ Jesus. That's who He is. Why are you doing a message like this, Clark? Because my back was hurting. Because I'm laying in bed, I'm thinking, man, I need a message. I get under some attack a little bit, and I'm like, He is. You know what I mean? You better get out of my room, devil. Because my Savior is. He's all-powerful. And I can lay in bed and I can name a lot of these. And I can't name as many as on this screen. But I can put up a pretty good fight with him, with the devil. You know what I'm saying? With naming these names of Jesus, who He is. And I want you to be able to do that. I want you to be able to fight back. Amen? He's the author, say it with me, and finisher of my what? Faith. Satan ever come to you and sort of get on you a little bit? Are you really saved? How many can say, you wonder sometimes if you're saved, he gets on your back a little bit. Anybody in the house like that? I tell you what, He's the author and what of my faith? Somebody tell me. Finisher of my faith. He's the one who did this. Jesus Christ is. He's the Alpha and the Omega. That's who Jesus Christ is. Keep going. Come on. Say it with me. It's going to pop up every once in a while. Say it with me. Come on. Pay attention. Here we go. Come on. Jesus Christ is, so I what? That's right. Keep going. Jesus Christ is the beginning of creation. Who made all this stuff? Somebody take a wild guess. Jesus did. Oh, by the way, I got an email. And I'm going to be ugly. If you're here, it's fine. Somebody wrote me and said, you say God, God, God. You say God, God, God a lot. I thought Jesus was God. I actually said, I feel like I'm back at the Jewish synagogue. I was in shock. Hey, you ain't going to find no preacher in this town that believes in Jesus more than me. I'll tell you that right now. Okay? You hearing me say? I'd like to see them try to pull this off in the Jewish synagogue. Excuse me. They'd never do it, would they, Mr. Jew, sir, right down here on the front row? Amen. Listen. So that was a little in my crawl with this message, too. I want you to know who Jesus is. So I received the email, and it was okay because actually it turned out and made a good thing happen. Amen? I'm just telling you who Jesus is. Jesus is. You go, oh, I got to keep going. Here we go. He's the what? Beloved. I'm accepted now in the beloved. I'm accepted in Him. He is my beloved, and my beloved is what? Mine, the Bible says. That's who my Savior is. He's the bishop. He's the bishop of my what? Soul. Who is guarding my soul? You judging me? Somebody going to judge you? Somebody going to put you down? Let me tell you who the bishop is. Jesus is the bishop of my soul. I'm in pretty good shape with Him. I can make this mess I'm going through or what you're going through. He's the branch. Keep going. I ain't got all day. He's the bridegroom. Amen. He's coming again for His what? Bride. And I'm part and you're part of the who? Bride. He's the bride what? Groom. He's the bright and morning star. It's who my Jesus is. Go look at some of them stars like we talked about. Star watch. When you look at some of them, I want you to remember, he made all of those. And he's called himself the bright and the morning star. What an awesome God we have. Oh, he's the carpenter. Yeah, that's who he is. He's the carpenter. That's who he was when he was on this planet. He can relate to you guys, you fellas. He worked just like you with his hands. That's my Savior. He knows what I'm going through. He knows me. I love him. He's the Christ. The Christ. He is the anointed one of God. He is the Messiah. He's the one prophesied in the Old Testament that would come and redeem us. That's who my Jesus is. Do you see how foolish it is to think you can put your faith and confidence in anybody else and get anywhere? Yes or no? This is what the Bible teaches. All through your Bible, Jesus is all over the page. I love this one. He's the what? Say it with me. He's the what? He's the commander. Satan, get behind me. Why? Because I have the commander. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm going a little crazy on you, but I'm just trying to make emphasis here. That's who he is. You know, I'm telling you something. He ain't the commander. He's the president. We call him the commander-in-chief. He ain't my commander-in-chief as far as my spiritual life. Neither was George Bush or Ronald Reagan. Listen, the commander, my commander is Jesus Christ. Amen. I can make it because I have a commander. He is. He belongs to me. I belong to him. He's the cornerstone. He's the chief cornerstone. Keep looking. Help me here. Say it out loud. Come on, church. Jesus Christ. So I. Are you getting it or not? You're just in the seas. Keep going. He's the day spring from on high that's visited us. He is the day star. Come on. He is the deliverer. You need delivering? Say. You got junk, mess, you cornered in, you're trapped. You feel like you're caving, you're going under. That's who Jesus. Hey, great. This is your Savior. Put him to the test. He can help you. He's your deliverer. He is the door of the sheep. Amen. He is the Emmanuel. What's Emmanuel mean? It means God with us. That's who my Jesus is. No matter what you're going through, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, he's Emmanuel. He's right there in the mess with you. You can make it. Are y'all hearing me or not? Am I driving you up the wall? Well, I'm trying. Here we go. He is, Jesus Christ is, say it with me, the express image of God. Jesus said, when you've seen me, you've seen the what? Father. That's why it's useless to put your faith in anyone else. Jesus Christ is the express image of who? God. That's who has my back. I'm his war horse. Is that what we learned in this series so far? Say. See, he has my back. And I'm his war horse. Boy, when I find out who he is, I'm starting to think, I can gallop. You know what I'm saying? I can charge into battle. I really am a war horse when he's on me, when he's on my back. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Say it with me. Jesus Christ. So I keep looking. Here we go. He's the faithful witness. He is the Father of eternity. Are you kidding me? Jesus is that too. He's that too. He is the first fruits. What does that mean? He rose from the dead. Jesus rose from the dead. Did you know what? I'm going to live forevermore. Guess why? Because he rose from the what? Dead. Because he lives, I live. Because he rose, I'm going to rise. Because he's the first fruits of one that had died and rose again, so I'm going to live again. Got that? Yes or no? What happens when we die? Hey, absent from the body, present with the Lord. But I'm telling you something. One day, hallelujah, the dead in Christ are going to rise. Because he rose. He's our foundation. That's who Jesus is. He's my foundation. He's the fountain of water, living water in my life. I love this one. Say it with me. He is the what? He's the friend of sinners. He's the friend of publicans and sinners. You know what? He's my friend. He's my friend. Is he your friend? Jesus Christ. Who is he? Who is he? Oh, he's somebody. Amen? when you got Jesus, you might think, Clark, you're really big on Jesus today. I'm big on Jesus every day. You know what I'm saying? It's who he is. I didn't know him growing up. Didn't know him. Cursed him. But then I went to a little church in Rockingham, and they told me about him. They told me he was God's son, that he gave his life for me on the cross. He died on the cross for me. And your drunk mama too, by the way, son. And they showed me in the Bible that that's what happened. And they said if I put my faith in him, he'd forgive me of my sins. He'd cleanse me. He'd be my friend. He'd never leave me nor forsake me. And these are just country people, pastors talking to him, country preacher. And I accept him as my Lord and Savior. By faith, I did that. And I started to get to know him a little bit. Y'all hearing me or not? He's been good to the preacher, Jesus has. Doesn't mean I don't struggle. Doesn't mean I don't get down. When I get down and I struggle, I just need to remember who he is. Amen, say. I can come back to reality. This is cool. Jesus Christ, say it with me. He's the what? He's the gift of God. He's the unspeakable gift. Jesus Christ is the glory of God. That's who Jesus is. Jesus Christ is, say that with me. God. Now you got to scream now. Go on. Jesus Christ is God. That's who Jesus is. And let me say, read the verse with me. Come on, I'm going to read it. You just watch. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on into the world. He was received up into glory. Jesus Christ is God. That's who he is. And if he is with you, you can do all things. Say, if God was sitting right next to you, and some big old bully came in going to mess up with you, going to push you around, you think you'd be worried, say. Huh? Well, he is. He's God. He's with you. He is your Savior. My Savior, Jesus, is God. I can make it. I told Rod just message today, I said, I'm going to be a cheerleader for Jesus. That's what I'm doing up here on stage. I don't know if y'all know it. I don't have the pom-poms, but that's what I am today. I'm a cheerleader for Jesus today. I'm recommending Jesus to you for your troubles, for your hurts, for your struggles, for what you're going through, for the mess in your life. When you think you can't make it, I'm telling you something. You can. Jesus is. He's all you need. He's everything you need to get you through whatever you're going through. You hearing me today? Jesus Christ is the governor. I thought Charlie Crist was the governor. Let me tell you something. Hey, I'm not fussing at the governor. I'm just telling you. Jesus is the governor. That's what the Bible says in that verse. Pop it back up in case they don't believe me. And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a what? Governor! That's who Jesus is. Amen? Jesus ain't got Marco Rubio on his tail like Charlie Crist does. Amen? Or whoever. Or the new governor's race, or whatever's going on. Listen, no. Jesus is the governor. It's settled. Aren't you glad he's your commander, he's your governor? Say. Yeah, he's your commander-in-chief and all that kind of good stuff. He is the guide. For this God is our God forever. He will be our what? Guide even until death. Remember the message GPS? He'll speak to you before the turns. Remember that? He's my guide. That's who Jesus is. So I need to be in his word. Him talk to me. He will. He's my guide. He's the head of the church. I thought you were the head of the church, preacher. I ain't the head of the church. I'm the shepherd here. I'm the pastor. I'm gonna tell you, guess who's the head of the church at this church? Somebody guess. Jesus. Can y'all say that with me? Jesus is the head of this church. Don't be writing me some email saying I say God, that Jesus ain't the head and I don't give him glory here. Amen? Write something else a little more creative than that. Amen? It's all about Jesus. Got it? It's who he is. He's the heir of all things. Now, if you want to know somebody, be close to somebody, be related to somebody, it's that person that's the heir of everything, right? Say, that's Jesus. He's the high priest. Okay? He's the high priest of my profession. I can go to Jesus. I don't have to go to a priest and get the priest to go to God for me. I can go to Jesus. Amen? He's my high priest. He's my mediator. He's all that. That's who he is. He's the holy child, Jesus. He is the Holy One of God. He is the Holy One of Israel. Say this with me. Come on, church, when we pop it up here, pop it up. He is, say it with me, holy, holy, holy. That's who Jesus is. There ain't nothing but holiness in him. That's who he is. I can put my absolute total confidence and trust and faith in him. He is God. He is holy. He is everything. That's who my God is. I don't know if this is helping you or not. How many are learning something about Jesus today? Can I see your hand? Say, wow, he's really something, ain't he? Yeah, he is. If he wasn't all this, oh, he could just be a part of this, but the fact that he is all this is why I keep doing this job. Amen? That's why I keep doing this job. I got a great boss, great Savior. I've got a great message. I mean, I might not be the best deliverer of a message occasionally, sometimes, you know, maybe every week, who knows. But the fact of the matter is I've got a great Savior. I've got the best thing going in Englewood, Florida. I'll tell you that right now. You can get eternal life, sins forgiven, a God to be your friend, to come alongside you, and it's all free. You believe on him, he'll change your life. He'll stick with you forever. He loves you to pieces. That's a pretty good job to tell people that. Amen? Don't feel sorry for me. I got a good job. Amen? Got a great God. Come on. Jesus Christ is, so I what? Are y'all getting tired of me yet? He's the I am. Jesus Christ called himself this many times, but he called himself this seven times in the Gospel of John. Let's look at the seven right quick. Come on. He said, I'm the bread of life. Come on. He said, I am the light of the world. I am the good shepherd. I am the door. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the vine. You the branches. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by who? Because I is. I am. That's who he is. Matter of fact, Jesus said, if you think you can get to God any other way, you're a thief and a robber. How stupid you are, thinking you're going to come, and I'm all this, and you're going to come up outside over here, you're a lunatic. Ain't happening. He's all this. And you think you're going to get to God some other way? You're not. Come through his Son, amen? Because Jesus Christ is, help me, I can. Come on. Jesus Christ is Jehovah. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. He's Jesus. Jesus is Jesus. You know what Jesus means? God saves. That's what he did for me. He came to save that which was lost. That's what the name Jesus means. God saves. That's my Savior. So, excuse me, when my butt's in a sling, excuse me, I've got a great God who can get me out of it. Amen? I do. When I'm back in a corner. Now sometimes I forget. But I have a great God. Do you have a great God, or am I the only one in the house got one? I have a great God. Amen? Hope you know that. You're not going to make it. You're not going to still stand unless you know that some of this stuff today. Okay? You're boring me, clerk. It's too long. Good. Here we go. Because Jesus Christ is, say it with me, I can. Keep going. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. I don't know how you can say it any better than that. Look at that. He hath on his vesture, on his thigh, a name written, King of kings and Lord of. Look, can we do that? King of kings and Lord of. One more time. King of kings and Lord of lords. Man, that's cheering right there, baby. I mean, he deserves that. King of kings and Lord of lords, who Jesus is. He's the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. You feel like you can't make it? Or have you lost your mind? You can make it. You can still stand. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Wow. He's the Master. He is the Mediator. And by the way, there's only one. Somebody guess his name. Jesus. Only one mediator between God and man. The man who? Christ Jesus. He is the Messiah. The Anointed One. The Holy One of God. The Holy One of Israel. He's the Mighty God. I didn't know Jesus was all that. Did you? He is. Poor old Alex. I write the message. He types them. He was wore out on this one. 20 pages long. This message is 20 pages long. He is, I love this, he's the minister of the sanctuary. Who's your minister? That's right. You might say, oh, Pastor Gary, he's my minister. Oh, wait a minute. You got somebody, way up there, way, a zillion times better than I'll ever be. Jesus is your minister. He'll help you. You need visiting? Call on Jesus. Amen? You need, in your hard times, you need trouble. You got some trouble, you're struggling. Call on your minister. Who's your minister? Somebody tell me, Jesus is my minister. Isn't that cool? I love that. He's the Nazarene. Yeah, he was from Nazareth. He knew what it was to be from a hometown. He had one. I'm from Rockingham. He's from Nazareth. Amen? That's who he is. He's the only begotten Son of God. How many knew he was that one? Amen? Wow, that's who he is. God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son. Jesus Christ is, say it with me, because Jesus Christ, I, amen. Maybe you knew this before you came today. I ain't seen a person on the planet yet that couldn't use this in their life and eat it up with a spoon, baby. That's what the Word of God says in the book of Revelation. John said I was to take the book and eat it. Is that what the book says? Say. This is good stuff. You need to go have you a meal. Get on the website. Pull it down. Eat it up. Eat it up. Eat it up. I need to know who Jesus is. I need to get that inside of me. I tell you what, you then might be able to charge hell with a water pistol. Amen? He's the Passover for us. He's the Passover lamb. He's my sacrifice. He's the physician. Look at this. But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. Jesus is the great physician. When you're sick or you're struggling, you get a bad report, guess who you can talk to? Somebody tell me. Jesus. I can still stand because I have the great physician. He's an awesome God. I like this one right here. He's the potentate. That just sounds like that. That's right. Big right there, ain't it? Say. When Satan comes knocking at your house, well, you may as well go and get out of here. Why? Because the potentate's here with me. Hey, man, ain't that crazy? Say. He's the only potentate. I like that. Come on. That's who Jesus is. I mean, he is up there. Amen? Well, kick your tail, Satan, or a little demon. Get on away from here. I have weird experiences. There we go. Keep going. He's the what? Prince. That's who he is. He's the prophet. Keep going. He's the propitiation. I remember years ago I was reading my Bible going, what the heck is that? Propitiation. You know what that is? He's the sacrifice that was made for our sins. He is our propitiation. He's the one that God accepted in our place for our sins. He paid the price for our sins. He is our propitiation. Isn't that great? It's a great word. I like this one right here. Look at this one. He's the power of God. Look at this. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, say it with me, the power of God. That's who Jesus is. Did you know that? That he was the power of God? And he's my Savior? Yeah. I think you can make it. Jesus, because Jesus Christ is, I don't know about you. He's the rabbi. Yeah, that's what Nicodemus called him. He's the ransom. I love this. Who gave himself a ransom for all of us. See, we were held captive by the devil. We were in bad shape, folks. And Jesus Christ paid the debt we could never pay. His own precious blood so that you could be ransomed. He's the ransom. He made that payment for you. Aren't you glad He came to your rescue, say? That's who He is. He's the reaper. He's the one that reaps the harvest. He is the Redeemer. He's my Redeemer. He redeemed me. He bought me back. He's the Refiner. He's refining my life. He's working inside of my life. He's causing all things to work together for good, even though it don't feel good sometimes. I'm so glad that He is refining me. Y'all hearing me today? I love this one right here. I'm going to read it. He's the refuge. For Thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress. A what? Refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat. When the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. Are you feeling like you're in one of those storms? Well, it's just blowing again. You're against the wall. I'm going to tell you something. He's your refuge. He's your strength. That's who my Jesus is. Did y'all know He was all this? Say, isn't this shocking? Right. Say, huh? Wow! I love this one. Matter of fact, I fell in love with almost all of them. He is righteousness. I love this. Jesus Christ, say that last part with me. He is the Lord our... See, my righteousness is as filthy rags. If you knew where I came from and what I've done, you'd say, you're a bad man. And that's true. But because of Jesus, I am made righteous. Because He is my righteousness. Nobody can say squat about me. Nobody can cast any accusation against me because Jesus Christ is my righteousness. Are y'all hearing what I'm telling you today? Say. I need to hear that sometime. Doesn't it bother you when people say things about you sometimes? Does it ever bother you? Hurts, doesn't it? Boy, I love the fact that he can talk to me and he say, Gary, hush. I'm your righteousness. Okay? You're justified. Redeemed. You're clean. Doesn't that feel good? Say, wow. I think I can get up. He's the rock of our salvation. Okay? Keep going. You're going backwards. He's the rod. We're going to make this message. We're not that far away. He's the rod. He's the root. He is the rose of Sharon. He's the lily of the valley. Jesus. Say that with me now. Because Jesus Christ, are you feeling a little bit better about your situation now? Say, I hope you're feeling a little bit better. What'd you get at church? Well, Clark just dumped a load on us. Of who Jesus is. Amen? Come on. We just unloaded the cement truck and there she goes, baby. Isn't that awesome? Come on. He's the sacrifice. He's my sacrifice. He's the Savior. That's what His mama called Him. Check it out in the book of Luke. He's the Savior. That's what angels called Him. They called Him Savior. Amen? I love this. That's what saved men called Him. Listen to me. Listen. Saved men called it and said unto the woman, now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard Him ourselves. And we know that this is indeed the Christ, say it with me, the Savior of the world. I'm going to tell you something. That's what I call Him. Amen? That's what I call Him. He's my Savior. Can you say that today? Can you say Jesus is my Savior? Jesus is my Savior? That's good right there. Jesus is my Savior. Amen. That's good stuff. You need to be able to say that. He's all that on that screen, but He's my Savior. Hey, not just your mama calls you that, Jesus. I call you that. And Mr. Angels, I know you called Him that, but you guess what? I call Him that too. He's my Savior. That's who Jesus is. Because Jesus Christ is, I can make it. He's the shepherd. He's the chief shepherd. Keep looking. He is the good shepherd. Who gave His life for the sheep. He's the great shepherd of the sheep. And guess what else He is? He's my shepherd. The Lord is my what? I shall not want. Amen? He's my shepherd. This is who Jesus is. He's the Son of God. Look at that. Jesus called himself that. I want you to see, it's very interesting. You can read these verses sometime. I don't have time. They're there. Go get them. Jesus called himself the Son of God. Satan called him the Son of God. Angels called him the Son of God. Demons called him the Son of God. Disciples called him the Son of God. Keep looking. We ain't done. Peter called him the Son of God. I'm going to tell you something. A Roman soldier who was crucifying Jesus called him the Son of God. Somebody guess who he is? Son of God. Amen? Come on. Have you made it to devil level yet? Hey, the devils and the demons even know he's the Son of God. Are you still out there thinking he's just a good man, he's just a good teacher? What about all these other religions? You can say that till the cows come home and you're going to be lost forever. He's the Son of God. Have you made it to devil level yet? Say, they got it down pat who he is. You need to get it down pat. Amen? He's the Son of Man. This was his favorite name that he used, I believe, more than any other in the Scripture. The Son of Man. He says, the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. Jesus said, even as the Son of Man came not to minister, to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. That's who I am. I'm the Son of Man. Jesus Christ is my Savior. He's the Son of Mary. He is the Son of the Most High. He is the Son of Righteousness with what? Healing in his wings. That's who he is. He's the stone, the cornerstone. He's the Word. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. Say it with me. And his name is called the Word of God. That's who Jesus is. I mean, this is crazy. And here's the last one. He's wonderful. That's who Jesus is. I can still stand. I can make it. Because Jesus Christ is. Read the scripture with me. Put it back up, buddy. Say it with me. Come on. Here we go. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of... You're feeling a little... Yeah, praise the Lord with me this morning. That's good stuff, man. That's good stuff. Praise the Lord. Are you feeling a little bit better about your decision to follow Jesus? Say, what have I done? I don't know if he can handle it. Oh, I believe he can. Amen? You up a creek without a paddle if you in any other boat other than his boat. You ain't going to make it. You hearing me? Easter's coming. You put your eggs in his basket. Amen? Say. You hearing me? Because Jesus Christ is, help me, I can. Because Jesus Christ is, I... That don't mean I ain't battle-scarred. I ain't had junk going on. But I can make it. Why? Because I'm something? You lost your mind? No! Because Jesus is. He is something else. That's my Savior. And I'm still standing. I don't know about you. You gonna make it? You think with him on your side, you just might pull it out? Somebody tell me. Come on, you know you can. Come on, let's praise the Lord one more time this morning. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Good stuff. Amen. Let's stand together. Come on.